Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Coffee for Two, and I'm yours truly, Carl, and
Natalie.
We're back here with another episode, once again, right here on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play, and wherever else you may enjoy podcasts. We're happy that you're with us again this week. Nat, what's going on this week? How was your week?
It was good. It was,
You had an eventful week, didn't you? To say the least.
Yeah, I was away, for our annual seminar in Dallas, Texas, for my direct sales company that I'm a part of, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of education, motivation, learning, and good times.
Except for on your way there, you hit a little snag,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did hit. Yes, it was. Looking back, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. It was actually funny, but
so tell them what happened.
We're supposed to head in to be in Dallas by 9 p.m. Dallas time, and we got to the airport. The plane was delayed an hour out of Philly, and we ended up sitting on the runway for another 2 hours, so they ended up having to turn around and cancel our flight. The pilot said there was like 35 to 40 planes in front of us that were waiting.
How does that happen? I just don't understand how that happens.
I have no idea.
Like, who manages all that? Somebody must have fell asleep and took a long lunch break or something.
I don't know. There was a lot of angry people, but we just made the best out of it. Because there's really... Getting angry is not going to get you anywhere. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Getting angry and mad, whatever. So we just... our flight got canceled at that point because they couldn't find another crew. It was already nighttime and the crew that we had already had spent too many hours. So we ended up getting a rebooked flight out of Baltimore. So we took an adventure with all of our luggages, me and my mom and a couple other girls that are also a part of our company. And we ended up getting a SEPTA train into Philly and then another train to Baltimore. And we did make our flight, the next flight, which was 6
like 3 days later.
We didn't sleep. Pulled an all-nighter, which I hadn't done in a long time, so I was exhausted. Then we had to take a connecting flight into Nashville, and then we finally made it to Dallas 12 hours later than we were supposed to have made it into Dallas.
They made it there, right?
We got it there, and it's an adventure to talk about. So.
Exactly. That's what I said. You're like, oh, no, I'm so tired. I said, well, now you have a funny story to tell.
I wasn't complaining. I'm
especially
just
when we get on the podcast.
I was tired.
Yes, but you had a good time. And actually, I'm drinking a cup of my favorite, Gervali Hasplant, out of this brand new Dallas mug that you got me.
Yeah.
While you were there.
So souvenirs.
Much appreciated. Love souvenirs. So we're happy that you were back. And
what did you do while I was away?
I did some work, and it was during the week, so I went to work through not the whole week, so I wasn't home. I made some dinner a couple nights, and I just kind of relaxed a little bit. Spent some time with a friend of mine and just kind of hung out. It was nice. I used actually that HelloFresh service that you, and again, not a sponsor, I'm just telling you the way it is. You got me the HelloFresh service, mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. I made shrimp lo mein out of it. So it's pretty cool. If you're not familiar with these services, there's Blue Apron, HelloFresh, a couple others out there.
Sun Basket,
and some other ones too, I think. It's like the hot new thing. They send you all of the ingredients in like a styrofoam cooler. Everything from your produce to your meat or fish and your seasonings and everything to make the sauces and everything. It's pretty pretty easy, and there's like a picture book that it comes with that shows you exactly how to assemble everything, and you just kind of throw it all in the skillet, chop it up like you normally would. Excuse me. a little too much coffee, and anyway, moving on.
Anyway, it's fun. And it's
anyway, it's
easy.
Fun. You just follow the steps.
End of story.
And it's within like a half an hour, you got yourself a nice little meal. And
for
you feel
one person.
That's the only thing is the you know, I'm gonna leave it at that because you never know. Maybe they'll want to sponsor us.
We eat a lot of food.
Yes, but it's good. It's good for proportion control. It was good. The food is really good, and I enjoyed it, and it's kind of fun. It's not like one of those frozen things you throw together. It's like literally all fresh food that you make yourself, and you have to chop it and everything right out of the skillet. So it's pretty cool. I'd recommend it if you're looking for a convenient way to make a fresh, quick meal.
Yep.
But anyway, moving on. So what I want to talk about this week, we were kind of tossed around some different topic ideas to go over this week, and we came up with the importance of date night. We always get kind of caught up throughout the week with busy schedules and going to work, and we have our, you know, hobbies and our side things that we have going on and our own individual lives that kind of get caught up, and we forget to, you know, spend a little time together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So you want to kind of dive into what date night means for you?
Well, I think it's important to have a night of the week that's the same pretty much every week, because especially, like, for our businesses, I mean, we work full-time, which that doesn't change. My schedule's the same, your schedule's the same, but when you, like, add in, especially if you have children, you know, and they have their own schedules, and, you know, if you have a side business, like our side hustle episode, you can listen to that.
That's yep, you can check that out in our archives.
Yep, but yeah, if you got a side thing going on, you know, you are planning around your week or planning your work every week and, you know, on your own. So it kind of can get all scattered, and sometimes you forget to make time for the ones you love. So it's really important to keep a night. Ours is mostly usually Saturday night. But of course we adjust it if, like, you know, you have something going on that night that you really want to do, and we can switch it around into Friday night or mm-hmm. Sunday. But we usually make a night of the week where we can go out to dinner together, go do something fun together, and I don't schedule anything during that block of time, so that way we can spend time together.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a big thing like going out to a fancy dinner or going to a, you know, a show or doing anything like that. Like, some nights, a lot of the nights, we'll just make a quick dinner at home and we'll just hang out and either watch TV together, watch a movie together, or even one of our favorite things that gets pretty heated, we'll play Monopoly together.
Yeah.
Right?
And, Yep, sorry.
And you always win, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I always win. He stole all my tricks.
You didn't trademark buying up all the... Natalie's secret is she thinks she trademarked buying all the railroads, and that's her way of winning the game.
No, that's not how I won last time.
It's a luck of the draw.
Anyway.
It's a luck of the draw.
I'm the best Monopoly player ever.
I don't know about that. Just wait. Wait. Next week, we're going to play another one, and we'll tell you the results, and the results going to be me winning.
Carl makes bad trades.
Don't worry, I got some things up my sleeve, don't worry.
Okay. Anyway,
but I'm not gonna break your chops because Natalie was a good sport this week. We had our date night on Friday, and on Saturday she was a great sport because I wanted to go watch the big fight on Saturday, and she actually came with me because I had no one to go with.
Sat in a hard stool for 2-3 hours. We had cheesecake and coffee, so it was okay.
Yes, and we watched a great night of
better.
Great night of combat.
Yes. It was entertaining.
I mean, it's a lot. The bar was pretty good. Everything was a lot of excitement.
I mean, besides the loud bar, it was entertaining. The fight, watching the fights were some of them.
Yeah,
that one where they danced around each other like...
Yeah, it's Tyron Woodley. He's trying to, you know, get away with the... Yeah. Anyway, not going to go there. But anyway, date night, very important. So a couple of things, different ideas that we kind of came up with for date night. Actually, one of the interesting things we tried a couple of times.
Date box. I knew you were going to say that.
Yes. So you want to kind of dive into that a little bit?
Yeah. We had a subscription service to Datebox, and I don't remember how much it cost, but it was so much fun, especially if you need some ideas, you know, freshen up your date night. Besides just going to the movies or watching Netflix, which there's nothing wrong with that either.
Because we do a lot of that as well.
Yes. But they send you a curated box every month that includes everything that you would need to make a date night with, and from the comfort of your own home. So it's nothing you have to, like, go out and do. Occasionally, you do have to, like, maybe buy, like, an ingredient or two. Like, the one we did was, like, make your own ice cream. And it came with some game in there, too. That was fun. But I think all we needed to buy was, like, heavy cream and vanilla. No, just, like, heavy cream, I think.
There were a couple that were...
Just, like, the refrigerated
That was the best one. It was... I think there were three parts to it. One, I think we made ice cream, like you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And then another one, I know there was, like, dance lessons. There was, like, a DVD came with.
Oh, it came with the ice cream one.
Right. Yeah. How to dance. And then there was the third part.
It was game. Like a trivia game. It was like game. A dating game
a trivia to see how much you know about your spouse,
yeah,
which
that
gets
was fun.
gets a little funny and a little interesting to see how much you really know. Some of the questions they dig deep a little bit.
And it's like a game that they come up with. So it's really like unique stuff that like you can't just make yourself. A couple other ideas that they came up with was like a make your own sushi night box. And it included everything you would need to make your own sushi, but we never did that one.
Doesn't everyone, like, make a potted plant, and you have to, like, actually make the pot with, like, a clay and everything? And
we screwed that one up, but it still makes it fun.
We laughed.
We made a horrible mess. Pot, and it was, like...
It was out of clay, and we were like, what do we do with this now?
And one time, there was one that had, like, cookie mix in it, and I made it, like, 2 months later when I wanted cookies, and I just ate them all. I didn't even... You're supposed to make cookies and give them to another couple. Like, you make your cookies together with your spouse and then give the cookies to another couple. And I ate them all, so...
Right.
That didn't work.
Yeah, that's okay.
But it is fun, and I highly recommend checking out Datebox if you are interested.
Yeah, and some other things that I like to do personally for date night, or if you're looking for a date afternoon. Let's say you're both busy in the nighttime, but you have a couple hours in the daytime. Like we did last weekend, we went into town... you know, one of those little side street, and we found this little cafe, and we had lunch, and it was a place I've never been before, and it was great.
Yeah, so explore your own town, because we lived in our town for how many years now?
3.
Just about 3, coming up on 3 years, and that last weekend was the first time, like, me and you, like, ever walked down the main street of our town.
Yeah.
Together.
And we actually went into
into a shop.
Yeah. And it was great because, like, a couple weeks before that, we actually found this park that we did not even know existed.
Yeah, so...
It was like a pond and everything, and nice.
Yeah, and I'm annoyed because we, like, could have all this time been going to that park or going to these little shops, and we missed out. So definitely date night or date afternoon could be just exploring your town and finding new restaurants, local restaurants. You don't need to go... like 45 minutes away to have a fun little date.
Right. And another thing I think is always fun is cooking together.
It could be fun.
Well, it depends if you have a large enough kitchen space. Otherwise, it gets a little,
cramped in there.
And, you know, when you got the skillet going and you got somebody chopping and you're kind of bumping elbows together, it could get a little...
annoying.
Yeah.
But if you have the space for it and you have the patience, then go ahead. By all means, cooking together, unless someone's preparing like the salad and the other person's like cooking, but or just even making a nice dinner for your spouse and just having or your significant other and just making it a date night at home, like make it a little like romantic. Remember in February, I think it was February, I did that for you. It was Valentine's Day, but we just, instead of going out that night, I made a nice dinner at home.
Yeah. And that was nice. Oh, that was great. And you, on top of it off, you surprised me with an early birthday gift to trip to Las Vegas.
I thought you were going to say you surprised me with a clean house, because I did clean that.
Well, that too.
I did clean that.
That was much appreciated. But that, you know, that's nice, generous.
Yeah, so even just, you know... if you want to do something nice for your significant other, you just, you know, that really gets forgotten. Like, I feel like it's so appreciated and special, but we forget about that sometimes. Not just making dinner and throwing it on the table, but, like, setting the mood with, like, candles and a little glass of wine and making the table, like, the tablescape or whatever, make it look nice, putting a little effort into it, because it really goes a long way, and it's special because you just you and your person
of interest. Yes, or whatever you want it to be, as my mother-in-law likes to say.
Yeah, sure.
And the big thing right now, I guess, is Netflix, and we've done this a couple times. We'll actually just sit and watch a show together over the course of a few months.
I think everybody's done that. Binge watch.
That's the hot new thing right now.
Binge watching Netflix.
Yes. I mean, what do? We started 2 years ago. After we got married, we started, I think it was the winter time, we had a blizzard. I think we watched the entire series of Friends together in, 6 months? Something like that.
All 10 seasons. I just remember when we started watching One Tree Hill. What's up, Montreal? We, like, watch TV for a full day. Like, we spent the whole day watching TV.
Well, because you get
so
emotionally invested in the characters and the stories, and it's just, you want to see what happens next, especially if it's like a chronological series.
Yeah,
there's
a story.
Yeah,
and they keep you hanging on. It doesn't just end after the episode.
Right, right. Like, if you watch I Love Lucy or Seinfeld, it just ends after one episode, mm-hmm. and you can kind of let it go for the night. But stories like that, dramatic, you know, serials, it's just like they pull you in and
and then like
get you hooked.
Netflix doesn't help you because it just continues to play the next one, and you get like 10 seconds to shut it off before it starts the next episode.
Well, the funny thing is, after a while, you get that message: "Are you still watching Cheers?"
Yeah, like it's like and insulting you.
Yeah, and then when I hear that, it's like I hear it. As a voice in my head saying, "Are you still watching Cheers?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, I guess not. I better shut this off and go like, exercise or something, do something productive.
It should like have a voice activated, or it should say it instead of just showing it on the screen.
Yeah.
Half the time you're like passed out sleeping though.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm excited because I'm done. I'm actually graduating my master's degree. And from the time we record this, about 10 days, I'll be finished.
Where did that come out of?
Well, then...
That was random.
Well, because I want to get out and start doing more things outside. Well, we still have a month of summer left.
Oh, as dates, you mean?
Dates, yeah. Okay. And doing other things. And, you know how it is. We still got a month or so left of summer. And just finding other little things to do. You never know what's out there. There's a lot of other little things. Like, we've found this new movie theater that they just kind of renovated and put mm-hmm. their reclining seats in. And,
you know, there's, like, websites out there, and you can check them out, where, like, date ideas in New Jersey or date ideas in California or something like that. There's, like, people that have websites out there that have tons of, like, links and things you can check out of, like, just some ideas for you in mm-hmm. your local area or your state. Because New Jersey is drivable. We can drive the whole thing in one day.
Yeah.
Not if you're in Texas or California or anything like that. But, yeah. So, there's tons of ideas out there. If you're looking for something local as well.
Absolutely. And we're going to be actually, in a little over a month from now, we're going to be in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking for some fun things to do out there. So, they said Alcatraz is fun, right?
Yep.
And Fisherman's Wharf and a couple other things out there.
Napa Valley.
Oof, and Wine Country. Should be a great
that
time.
That is the ultimate date day.
Yes. Date 4 days.
Yeah, so be gracious to have family over there.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be sick of me after 4 days.
I see you every day, so that makes no sense.
Just kidding. Just
anyway,
kidding.
So what's next on your...
I have actually doing a podcast. We're doing a project together.
Okay.
Like this.
You can make that into a date.
Mm-hmm. It is. It kind of forces us into a little, little creative project together every week.
I mean, that's just us spending time together. Unless you're like, I guess you could say that.
Well, you don't agree.
I mean, this isn't a date.
Well, we're spending time together or having coffee, or at least I'm having coffee.
Yeah, so anyway.
Anyway. So, out of all of our favorite date spots, what is your favorite? Name, like, two or three of your favorite date spots or date activities.
Well, I always love a night out with dinner, like, at a little place. Not just, like, a chain.
Mm-hmm.
I like when we go into, like, for us, we're not that far from, like, the Princeton area. So when we take a drive down to Princeton and we can walk around and go to one of the little restaurants there and maybe walk around, get some ice cream.
I love ice
cream. Ice cream always makes a good date night.
You know, I went to the store tonight just to buy vegetables for the zucchini noodles that I made tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what do I get at the, I get to the end of the aisle after I get all the ingredients I need.
You get the ice cream.
And they got ice cream on sale. And it's just like, it's screaming out of me. So what did I do? I came home with some ice cream.
Of course. But I do like going into like little towns and just exploring new restaurants, like new little local restaurants. I love going to the chain restaurants too, but I do like trying out some like local flair,
I always like three things to make local the perfect
fair?
Date.
I think it's local fair. I said local flair.
Fair. Local fair.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I usually like to kind of bundle two or three things. I think that makes the perfect date night. So let's say some kind of activity, some kind of meal, and then some kind of other little thing at the end. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like dessert or some kind of like coffee shop or something like that. That's always fun.
Oh, you know what's fun?
What?
When a couple times we've gone to like the comedy clubs or whatever.
Yes.
That's a fun date night.
That is. And half the time, a lot of the time, they kind of bundle it all in together. Like, there's this place in New Brunswick that we like in the Rutgers University area, New Brunswick, New Jersey, called the Stress Factory. You can go and you have dinner, you can have some drinks and dessert, and they have great headliners there. It's a lot of fun. It's easy to get to. It's like a great night out, and you're laughing, you're having a good time.
I love live entertainment.
Live entertainment.
That's a good... It's always a good time.
Right.
Whether you're seeing a show or you're seeing a comedy act or whatever.
Right. Like, it doesn't have to be overcomplicated.
No.
Just kind of... If you're in the Atlantic City area, at the Borgata, there's a bar called the Gypsy Bar, which is a lot of fun. You usually have, like, a cover band or something like that. You go and you have some drinks.
And it's free to get in.
And it's free to get in. You're not, like, overpaying, because I think that takes away from it. Yeah. You got to pay, like, an expensive cover charge.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure to have a good time.
It's like, all right, I got to spend, I have to stay here, I have to spend time here, and I got to really try to enjoy myself, so I won't feel like I got my money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of definitely takes away from it.
Yeah, but we haven't done that in a long time. But right.
Right, so comedy shows, wine tasting is a big thing.
Wine tasting during the daytime, they don't do that at night. But that's
a
daytime
don't.
Activity, mm-hmm. which I love, of course.
Well, date night doesn't have, like we mentioned before, it doesn't have to be at night.
Yes, I know.
It could be a day date.
But yeah, so yeah, wine tasting's fun. Wineries and breweries are popping up everywhere, I feel
like.
Yes.
Especially in this area.
Especially
the
like
PA
the
PA and J area.
Yeah, PA, New Jersey, New York. Just a ton of wineries out there now, which is awesome. And I love to buy a local, so it is nice to, like, you know, go out, have a little date, and, you know, wine taste, and then support your local businesses, which, you know, I love supporting the local farms and local wineries and all that.
Like, we were down in the LBI area. About a month or two ago, and we found that Ship Bottom Brewery right there near the beach, and you go in, take a little tour of the place, and you can sit down and just have a couple of brews of their homemade stuff that they make there, and it's overlooking pretty much the shore and the ocean. It's beautiful. It's just, like, relaxing and together and just kind of having a... It's a good, lovely afternoon.
Lovely afternoon.
Like my choice of words, a lovely afternoon.
Yeah.
Yes. Just find things that you like to do and what you have in common, and remember why you are together to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And do them together.
It's fun. I would like to... One thing I would like to do is more outdoorsy dates, because a lot of our dates revolve around eating.
I know.
But
yes.
I mean, you always have to have food in there, but... I would like to do some more, like, you know, biking or trails and things like that, because...
Well, we've gone to the gym together,
like when we went,
things like that.
Okay, I don't mean, like, the gym together, that's not a thing. But, like, I mean, like, going on a hiking trail or, you know, like, when we were in Cabo, we did the kayaking together in the ocean, and that was so much fun and, like, gets you out there, active together, So I would like to do more of those kind of dates.
Yeah, definitely.
That way you're like killing two birds with one stone. You're spending time with the person you love, but you're also, you know, getting in shape and taking care of your health together, so.
Yeah, we definitely have to work on that. That's one thing. I definitely want to do this fall, late summer. When it gets a little cooler out, definitely go hiking and, you know, get our bikes out and do some different activities while we're active as well. There's a lot of different things you could do. So like Natalie said, look online and... Again, don't overcomplicate it. Just find things that you would like to do and just kind of do them together and have some fun and share some memories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I'm all out of... I think this was good. I'm all out of date night topics. So you want to kind of wrap this up here?
Well, just make sure that, like, one, you sit down with your significant other and, you know, stressed the importance of having a date night with them, setting maybe like a time, figuring out like a night each week or a daytime each week that you can both kind of like take the time to get together and make time for each other. Because, you know, spending time, it is a sacrifice, like, of your time for the love of the person you're with. So, and that's what makes it special, is that both of you are making the time for each other. So yeah, sit down. That's the first thing, is sit down and set a time with each other. Then second, you know, research, do some research. Even to make it fun, you could come up with a bunch of ideas and stick them in a jar and then kind of, like, pick random.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun. And three, just go on the date. Spend time with each other and have fun. So.
And right. And, you know, compromise as well. Like, you might be doing something that is really important to your significant other, but something that you might not be totally interested in, or vice versa. Compromise is key, and I think date night and spending time together is definitely a key to longevity and keeping, you know, your relationship in good shape.
Healthy, yes.
Healthy. That's a good word.
Yep.
You're full of good words.
No, thanks. Okay.
Right. Anyway.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, so we want to thank you all again for joining us again on this episode of Coffee 4-2 CFT. And, we hope you join us again next week, right here on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud, and wherever else you may enjoy podcasts. And please, please, please share the word. Share us with your friends. You can follow us on Twitter at Coffee42PC. You can follow us on Instagram as well, Coffee42PC. Working on getting a Facebook page up, but one day at a time, we'll get there.
Yeah, let us know. I don't know if there's a comment section or something.
You can comment on Instagram. You can comment on iTunes as well.
Let us know what you think of the latest episodes and what you want to hear more of next.
Yes, and we'll dive in. We want to try to work on getting some guests and kind of expanding a little bit down the road, talking to some other couples and sharing different points of view and just having fun.
All right.
And so, sharing the good word.
Yep, so we will talk to you next time.
Yes. Everyone have a great week. You're listening to Coffee for Two right here on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and wherever else you may enjoy podcasts. Coffee for Two PC on Instagram and Twitter. Send us a hello, and we'll maybe send you a hello back.
All right. Thanks, guys.
For Carl and Natalie, this is Coffee for Two. We'll see you next time.